Okay. Well, a mate of mine and his wife decided they were going to go down to the family planning clinic with the purpose of having a vasectomy. And, of course, if you don't know what a vasectomy is, that's when a fella goes to the doctors firing on all fours and he comes out shooting blanks. Anyway, he said he was conned a bit because he didn't really fully understand what a vasectomy was. And he said the most embarrassing part was a little bit later on, he had to offer the doctor a little sample to see if there was any life left in him, you see. So I thought there's got to be a little ditty here.
It's just the modern world we live in, but why do they pick on me? Why, just the other week, my missus had the cheek to talk me into a vasectomy. At first it never clicked that I was getting nicked. I thought it was to test virility. Then after I went through it, 10 days we couldn't do it. And then the doctor said to me, I couldn't believe it, folks. He said, please blow into this bag, please, sir. What? To test your capability. I beg your pardon, we're cutting down on accidents. I said, are you fair dinkum? He said, please blow into this bag and we'll see. Well, I couldn't believe it at first. But you know what they say about doctor's orders? So he gave me the little bag and ushered me into the little room with all the pin-ups. Grubby little room it was too. And I came back with my little bag and the doctor was quite satisfied. And so was I. It's just the modern world we live in. There's newfangled things every day. The cop said I was speeding, according to his reading, but I was 3 kilometres away. I was feeling pretty mad when he took out his pad. I tried to stay as calm as I could be. He found a baldy tread, he saw my eyes were red, and then he said this strange thing to me. I said, what again? He said, please blow into this bag, please, sir. Oh, I said, hang on, to test your capability. What? We're cutting down on accidents. I said, are you fair dinkum? He said, please blow into this bag and we'll see. Well, this time I really was shaken up. The cop could see I was a bit excited.
He said, well, you better take a good grip on yourself, son.
So I went around behind a big gum tree. Came back with my little bag. Well, you can imagine what happened.
It's just a modern world we live in. I'm feeling very sad and pale. The judge said I was sick and threw me in the nick. My missus said she wouldn't pay the bail. So take it from a fool like me. Beware of quacks and boys in blue. Feeling pretty bruised, so don't you get confused. I'd catch a train if I was you. All together now, please blow into this bag, please, sir. Oh, it sends a shiver down the spine. Please blow into this bag, please, sir. If the women don't get you, it's the wine.